These are today's top stories. Australia has won the first ever gold in the women's sevens rugby against the Kiwis. Co-captain Shannon Parry has hailed the result as a victory for the nation and for women's sport. The Aussies began as favourites and won 24 points to 17. Australia's Privacy Commissioner Timothy Pilgrim says the government should not dismiss Australians who are worried about tonight's census. Seven senators have now said they will not identify themselves, citing privacy concerns. They're uneasy about the Bureau of Statistics' plan to retain personal information for 4 years instead of 18 months. A 16-year-old boy who crashed a stolen car killing pregnant Hobart woman Sarah Paino has been given a 5-year jail sentence. In January, the teenager was driving a stolen 4-wheel drive in Hobart CBD when he ran a red light and slammed into Ms. Paino's vehicle. Paramedics couldn't save Ms. Paino but were able to deliver her baby boy. Presidential Republican nominee Donald Trump has announced his plan for the United States' economic future. The White House hopeful has promised a temporary moratorium on new federal regulations, lower tax rates and cheaper childcare. Mr. Trump has described his plan as America's biggest tax revolution since Ronald Reagan was president.